You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Right off the top, when I finished up with Lucas Hickson, my computer expert, just a few moments ago, I wanted to give you give a mention to his blog. He's got a lot of fascinating information there, and you can find his blog at lucaswhitefieldhickson, all one word, .com, and click on the news button. Some awfully good information about some of your tech gadgets, how to protect yourself, and just some interesting stuff. So wanted to get that in there as well. Going out on the phone now to Georgia Ellis, who is the PTO secretary at Dwight Rich Middle School in Lansing. Good evening, Georgia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing awfully well. Thank you. Wanted to get in touch with you after I heard about an upcoming meeting tomorrow night. And in these times when we're unsure of what's happening with budgets and school systems and so forth, I think public input is so important. I talked with Aylin Robinson, the president of the Lansing City Council, off the top of the show tonight about just that, the importance of getting the public involved. And that's kind of what we want to talk about tonight. You just recently heard that the Lansing School District is talking about the possibility of closing down Dwight Rich Middle School at the end of this year. Is that true?
It's right now, it's difficult to say how much is misunderstanding, how much is fact, how much is rumor. We're not entirely sure. I can give you a brief history.
That would be
of
great.
The what we have been planning on for
Perfect.
The future of Dwight Rich. Beginning about 18 months ago, that was the first time that I was ever told about the possibility of combining Wood Creek Elementary and Dwight Rich Middle School together as a magnet academy. The curriculum of both schools is STEM-based, that's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And I was interested in this idea, and so for the past 18 months, I've been looking at other K-8 schools in the area, both private schools and the K-8 academies that we have here in the district, and I liked what I saw. And so, you know, I've been kind of following how the progress has been. On February 24th, we had an informational meeting. It was the district and a number of the administrators involved in the restructuring. There was an informational meeting held at Dwight Rich for Wood Creek and Dwight Rich families to discuss the possibility, to explain how it would happen, and to address concerns of parents. And at that meeting, it was explained to us how they would have to actually close the school on paper to fulfill contractual obligations, and that the school would be, and in their words, immediately reopened as a K-8 academy. What we understood that to mean was that all of the ducks would be in a row, that this would probably take place within one Board of Ed meeting, that the motion would be made to close the school, and that the votes would be there to pass the motion, and that immediately a motion would be put forth to open the school as an academy. That's what we were assuming was going to happen. At the March 17th meeting of the Board of Education, Jack Davis made a motion to close Dwight Rich and to leave Wood Creek Elementary School intact, which went against everything that we had been told,
yeah.
Which is why we were immediately concerned about what was the future of not just Dwight Rich, but what was the future of the entire magnet program, the STEM program, which runs from kindergarten through 12th grade. The minutes for that meeting are not available online yet, but once those are online, there will be a record of what motions were put forth. On March 18th, the PTO at Dwight Rich called an emergency meeting to address the issue. We scheduled that for March 24th, and we did invite the Board of Education to come sit in on the meeting, speak with us, tell us what they knew, address concerns. And a number of the board members did exactly that. They did show up at the meeting. Some of the board members came right out and admitted that they had no idea that the motion was going to be put forward, that this was not how they understood it to happen, and that this took them completely off guard. So if there's miscommunication, it's not just with the Board of Education and parents. It's with members of the Board of Education themselves.
So where do we go from here? The meeting tomorrow. So it sounds like the plan changed midstream and everybody was surprised. Possibly.
It seems to be the case, but I don't think of myself as a truly reactionary person. I am trying to take a very cautiously optimistic approach to tomorrow night's meeting. I have such great faith in the STEM program. It's a wonderful, wonderful program. It's an academic, you know, it's proven itself to be an academic success. And we are unique possibly in the nation in that we offer STEM program from kindergarten all the way through the senior year of high school, because the STEM program also exists at Sexton High School. The meeting that we had on March 24th, we did have some very specific concerns, specifically what happens to if Dwight Rich is closed down, and at that meeting we were given no assurance whatsoever that that was not going to happen. Mm-hmm. There were a couple of board members who were coming out right out and saying, you have to understand, we have to close schools. And we do understand that. But our concerns about the magnet program, was it going to be rehomed? Because that's not an easy thing to do. Just nothing that we brought up, no concerns were actually specifically addressed.
Now tell us about the meeting. We're running a little close on time, and I want to make sure people are aware, the public is aware of the meeting tomorrow night, where they want to hear about the issue and voice their opinion as well.
There is an ISS meeting tomorrow night. This is a Board of Education meeting that is scheduled to take place at the District Administration Building, downtown Lansing. That's at 519 West Kalamazoo. The meeting takes place at 6 p.m., so parking street side is free and plentiful. And we would love for everyone who has a stake in the restructuring of Dwight Rich to come and join us. That means Luton Elementary, Wood Creek, Elmhurst, Sexton High School. Come on, join us. Make your voice heard.
Well, and that's how it all works. George, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to give us the background and where we are today, and we'll follow up with you after the meeting tomorrow. I appreciate your time so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Georgia Ellis, who is the PTO secretary for Dwight Rich Middle School. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.